And welcome to the second hour of the Cool Jazz Set. We're broadcasting and originating from the University of Richmond at WDCE 90.1 FM, streaming at WDCE.org. The Cool Jazz Set is recorded and will be available tomorrow at our website, which is www.cooljazzset.com. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's always an honor to be with you on these beautiful evenings. It was beautiful outside when I got to the studio, playing this great American art, this modern jazz with taste. And I'd like to say a special welcome to our listeners who tune in on WYAP Radio in Clay, West Virginia, and also our friends in Surprise Valley who listen in on KDUP FM, and our new friends in Geneva, New York, who tune in on the very popular Geneva Community Radio. So hello to those folks up there, and I'm sure the leaves will be turning any moment. And we're looking forward to some nice fall weather and some nice fires by the fireplace. I hope you are too. I've had enough hot weather, I think, although it wasn't as bad this summer as it's been in the past. Well, the last tune we played was Jive Samba. You probably heard that. Most of you are familiar with the great Nat Adderley and Cannonball Adderley. And Nat wrote that tune and performed by Luther Hughes and the Cannonball Coltrane Project. They have four recordings in tribute to the Cannonball, to Cannonball Adderley and John Coltrane, and I think you might enjoy that. You can go to their website, which is CannonballColtraneProject.com, and check that out. I think you might like that. Okay, we started the first hour with a brand new release from the very talented Kristen Korb, young bassist and vocalist, and we had several calls while that was playing, but I wanted to play something from her very first recording, done, oh goodness gracious, a few years ago, 1995 or 6, and she was just like in her real early 20s, and she had been sent to Ray Brown by her bass teacher to take some lessons, and Ray saw the promise that was there. He also realized that she could really sing, and so he set it up with Telarc Jazz to record her. And so this is her debut recording entitled Introducing Kristen Korb on Telarc Jazz. And the Ray Brown Trio is backing her with the great Benny Green on drums and Greg Hutchinson on, Benny Green on piano, Greg Hutchinson on drums. And this is Peel Me a Grape.
Make a tea with the pens. Just hang around. to pick up the tale. Never outthink me, just make me bold. Love it, rug me, don't even think about bugging me. New thunder burn me, you know that you hurt me. I'm getting hungry, peel me a gray. Agreeable chap, love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap. When I say do it, jump to it. Send out for scotch and call me a cab. Cut me a rose, make a tea with the petals. Just hang around and pick up the tail. Never ever.
Thank you. Thank you. Now here's a little number we recorded not too long ago. It's kind of old, but I kind of like it. A little thing called Jada. Jada. Jing, jing, jing. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
Thank you, Dr. Taylor, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond. They have a great music program here, and if you have a child interested in music, they should call and visit, and they will give you a nice tour. Let's see, we just heard a trio, Tommy Flanagan, the pianist, and Ron Carter, the bassist, Tony Williams, the drummer, and we heard Duke Ellington's It Don't Mean a Thing. If It Ain't Got That Swing. And before that, we heard a 1978 recording by the great Count Basie live in Japan. And we heard his band play Jada, 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 Jing, Jing, Jing. And by the way, a young John Clayton was a bassist with the Basie band at that time, for you bass players that follow Mr. Clayton. Up next, this is the Barry Elms Quartet from his album entitled Happy Hour on the Cornerstone record label. And it's I'm Old Fashioned. Thank you.
Really existing, this is new. Now I'm living at last, head to toe. You got me so I'm spellbound. I don't know if I am heaven or hellbound. This is new. Is it Venus insisting that I'm through with the shadowy past? I am hurled up to another world where life is bliss. Thank you.
So I'm spellbound. I don't know if I'm heaven or hellbound. This is new, and I'm through with the shadow we passed. I am hurled up to another world where life is bliss, and this is new. This is new.
Miss Denise Donatelli from her album In the Company of Friends. And the friends on this particular album, all the arrangements and the piano work is by the great Tom Garvin. Unfortunately, Tom passed away a couple of years ago. He was a good friend I knew back in the 60s when he was here in Richmond. Wonderful pianist. Tom Warrington on bass there. Clay Jenkins did the trumpet work on that, and Rob Shepherd, the tenor saxophonist. And that was Kurt Wiles. This is new. Denise Donatelli has some nice recordings. And her website, by the way, is denisedonatelli.com. Her last name is spelled D-O-N-A-T-E-L-L-I. And just before that, we heard from the great Canadian group, the Barry Elms Quartet, featuring Perry White on saxophone, Miss Vanessa Rodriguez on Hammond B3, and Red Schwager on guitar from the album Happy Hour. And that's on the Cornerstone record label. Barry Elms, the leader and the drummer. Here's the great Dexter Gordon from an early recording that he did with his quintet. And it features Dexter on tenor saxophone, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Kenny Drew on piano, and also wrote this piece, Niels Henning Worsted Patterson on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. And this is Mr. Drew's Coppin' the Haven.
Thank you. Hi, this is Marion McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And music education taking place right here at the University of Richmond. You're listening to The Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. We're broadcasting and originating from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at wdce.org. Our show is recorded and will be available in the morning. If you go to cooljazzset.com, click on radio shows, you can hear all of tonight's show, both one-hour sets, and I'd love to have you do that. Any questions or comments or concerns, you can go to that website and send me a note or a request. And you can certainly call me as well. I'd love to talk with you. We just heard the great Dexter Gordon with his quintet, Donald Byrd, the trumpet player on that, Kenny Drew, the pianist, and Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen, the great bassist. And that was Coppin' the Haven by the pianist, Mr. Drew. Up next, this is the George G. Big Band from his album Swinging Live, and this is Shiny Stockings.
die a little every time we say goodbye. I wonder why a little, why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so. An air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye.
And I'm going to say goodbye just for tonight. It's been great to be with you. I hope you've enjoyed the music. And I hope you'll be back next week with a very special show. The Cool Jazz Set will be presenting a 2-hour tribute to the great late bassist Red Mitchell, who recorded with so many people. I think you will really enjoy the music. It's quite diversified, great modern jazz, and a kind of a surprise special opening. So I hope you'll tune in and be here at 5 for that. So the following week, the 28th, which is 2 weeks from tonight, I'll be doing a 2-hour special on the great music of Duke Ellington. So until next week, stay well, support some live jazz, and thanks for tuning in.
When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time.